Blog Talk Radio.
For it all, Father God.
Yes.
Everything nice. All because of you, Lord. Don't be none able to survive. I'm grateful for all of you. So grateful for you. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I'm thankful because the word of God says, in everything give thanks. For this is the word, will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:18. I thank God for it all. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We'll ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer. And on this thankful Thursday, hallelujah, I'm excited, man. I'm excited about the word of God, hallelujah. Pastor Bill, will you be so kind to give us a word of prayer on this thankful Thursday? Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen, amen. And thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. Thankful Thursday. Amen. The scripture I like to share is coming from Psalms 125 and verse 1. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for another thankful Thursday. We're thankful, Father God, for the word of God. And we're thankful, Father God, for our pastor and for the listeners and those that are listening by internet, Father God. We're so thankful, Father God, for your word, because your word keeps us on the straight and narrow path. We're thankful, Father God, for the listeners, because, Father God, they took time out to call in or listen by internet to be a part of this thankful Thursday. And, Father God, we're thankful for our pastor, because he teaches the word of God and then gives us the scriptures to go back and study the word and meditate on the word as well. So, Father God, we're thankful for all things today, Father God. And, Lord, we just ask that you continue to bless each and every one, Father God, those that are going through, those who are bereaved, those that are sick and shut in. We're thankful, Father God, because we can continue to lift them up in prayer and pray for them. And we're thankful, Father God, for those who have been healed and those who are on the road to recovery, Father God. We're just so thankful, Father God. And, Lord, we ask that you continue, Lord, to have your way in our life, Father God. We bind up anything and everything that try to come up against any of us, and especially our pastor as he teaches this word, Father God. And we are covered under the blood of Jesus, because we can trust you, Father God, in every aspect of our life. We're thankful, and we can say, Lord, we're trusting in you for everything. So, Lord, have your way today, Father God, and we ask it all in Christ Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. Beautiful prayer. Beautiful prayer. I'm going to ask Pastor, she'll find that scripture. She read something yesterday at the close of the broadcast, and that's where I like to get started, right back where she left off at. I'm going to ask her if she'll take a moment and find that. And listen, brothers and sisters, we're talking about trusting God with all of your heart, according to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Even though today is Thankful Thursday, we still want to go back there. So just for those that maybe want to thank God for something. But you can thank him for anything you want to thank him for. One time I just wanted everybody to just thank God for his word. Because, see, I'd be excited about the word of God, man. And I'd be wanting everybody else to feel the same way. And it ain't so much a feeling, it's more of a decision. But, hey, man, this is something to be excited about. And maybe we'll get into that in a moment. Hallelujah. 1 First of all, let me go on and open it up. It says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. So, press one, and we'll let you in. Hallelujah. Press one. Our subject is trusting in God with all your heart. Now, part of it, with all your heart. So, let mercy stay there. Don't forsake mercy. You know, bind it about your neck. Put it in your heart. When you think about how good God been to you, you ought to be able to trust him. You ought to trust him if for no other reason, because he found favor in you. He, just like with Mary, he found favor in Mary. When you're trusting God, it's awesome, man. It's awesome. And so today we're going to talk a little bit about that trust and how can you get to that place of trust. But before we do that, we want to open up the broadcast for anyone would like to have anything you want to be thankful for. Press 1 at this time, please. Press 1. Hallelujah. Well, okay. Good evening. I believe this Evangelist Renee. Most know her.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I am thankful. The Lord woke me up, let me see another day. He didn't have to.
Hallelujah.
And I thank him. You got to trust in his word. Where would I be if I hadn't trusted in him when
Come
my
on,
foot
now.
Was all messed up?
Come
I wouldn't
on.
Have no foot if I didn't trust in the word. In the word, you got to trust in that word. And it don't mean until your own understanding, but in all
Come
thy
on.
Ways acknowledge him. And he
Preaching
will
girl.
Direct thy path. He will direct your path. Amen. Amen. Just trust
amen.
Him. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Why you tease us like that? Why you get us going like that and just shut it down, you bet?
I'm just so excited. You just got to trust him, man.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes looking at reality, looking at what man put out here, what man say, you can't do that. You got to put your trust in the Lord.
Amen.
You got to do it, Pastor.
Call
your family and friends. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Evangelist. That's awesome. Listen, brother and sister, it's about the word, man. The word is a living thing. That's what Hebrews 4:12 says. See, it's really all about the word of God. The word of God is what creates things. As a matter of fact, God honored the human language or the human beings through the word. He made the words become flesh. Word, when you think about it. He convicts us of his word. That's what John 4:16-8 says. He will convict the world in respect of sin and righteousness. Why? Because of his word. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Love it, man. It's Satan can't stand the word of God. I'm gonna tell y'all, he can't. So we are recreated by the word of God. Over in James 1:18. Of his own will, he brought us by the word of truth. That's how you got born again, by the word of truth, not by corruptible seed. But Peter said, by the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm excited about the word of God. 1 Peter 1:20, having begotten again. We've been begotten again. Again. I like the word again.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. It was our dad and mama stuff. It was the God stuff, the incorruptible seed. That's what he called it. The first was corruptible. You may not like that, but I'm incorruptible. Through thy word, which liveth and liveth forever.
Thank you, Lord.
Our mind is to be renewed on the word of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're not fashioned according to this world, brothers and sisters, but the Bible says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, we're going to get transformed and be like Christ, all predicated on the word of God. Hallelujah. Fired up now. Okay, it's about the word of God. Okay, who? Anyone else? Anyone else? Press one. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
We're built up on the word of God, people. Remember in Acts, you said, I can speak to the word of God or the word of truth, the word of his grace. Matter of fact, we are indwelled with the word of God. That's why we have to have that word to dwell in us. That's what Paul said in Colossians 3:16. You have to let that word dwell in you, live in you, abide in you.
Come on now, say it.
It's not a place for you to stay. Everything you do, it ought to be about the word of God. You ain't doing nothing without the word of God. You ain't making a move. You ain't trying to explain things without the word of God. When you start explaining things, let it be all predicated on the word of truth or the word of God. A lot of folks want to start explaining stuff where it's like, no, it's like what the word of God says. Anyone else? Because I'm getting ready to get fired up in here. Evangelist Renee done started.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
See, when you trust in God, we know how to trust God is with his word. Without the word, we wouldn't even have a God. We have to go and make us one. We have to go and invent one, create one. But because we have the word of God, we don't have to go create one. All we have to do is acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. And the way you now acknowledge him is in his word. Listen, brother, don't be wise in your own eyes. And have some fear of the Lord. Depart from that. Word stuff. And when I say word stuff, anything that's not of the word, depart from that. Honor the word of God. Let that be what you acknowledge. Not this. Folks start talking. First thing they want to do is acknowledge. Forget acknowledging the sin. Jesus took care of the sin problem. We need to acknowledge how good God has been. Evangelist Renee started out talking about the word of God, how good it is. Brothers and sisters, y'all got to taste this stuff, man. It's good. Real good. I like what Brother Robinson said. Good. Like that camera suit commercial. But, baby, it's far better than that.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is.
The writer said, it'll be health to thy neighbor and marrow to thy bones. Woo! That's what the word of God does.
Yeah, hallelujah.
You got to trust the Lord, brother and sister. You got to trust God from the depth of your heart. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
Read this scripture, because she's going to find this scripture unless she has something to say, and we'll get to that scripture in a moment. Anybody else? Press one. Now we can take it.
Amen.
Go ahead. Did you find that scripture?
Ooh, I found that scripture, and I also like to read Proverbs 3-8 from the New Living Translation, Pastor, because we pretty much know it, I hope, in King James, where it tells us to trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. And then from the New Living Translation, it said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then you will have healing for your body and strength for your bones. Amen, amen. So I'd just like to piggyback on what Evangelist Renee was saying. Because she trusted in the Lord, she was able to receive her healing. So if we're looking for a healing from the Lord, we have to trust him. And as I was meditating on that earlier today, you know me, I had to look that up. It was saying trusting means dependence, that we should depend on the Lord. Trust also means to rely on. So we should rely on God, knowing that he knows what's best for us. And then it says that we should place our confidence in the Lord. That is our trust in him. Believing on and trusting in him. And then place our confidence in him. That means depend on him. So we have all this that we can do to trust the Lord. And not only Evangelist Renee, I'm sure there's others too that can say what God has done for them. But we know, we saw it. We saw that foot. And so she put her trust in the Lord, and now if she would take a picture of that foot, you couldn't even tell where the infection was, where that hole was, because it actually was a hole in her foot. You can't even tell that today. So let us put our trust in God today. And, you know, when we listen to Evangelist Renee's testimony, trust and believe. She's standing on that word of God, and I'm so thankful that I got a chance to witness that as well as pastor. So let us continue to trust in the Lord and depend on him and lean on him and go to him before we decide to try to do stuff on our own. Because as the scripture said, don't lean to your own understanding. Don't allow the wisdom that we have to just take us on that path. But let us trust God today. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Well, all
praise
God. Just continue to piggyback on that. You know, when you give confidence, full confidence, you just took yourself out of the equation.
Ooh. Say that, Pastor.
It's no longer about you or what you think, what you feel. When you don't trust God, you did like Evangelist Renee. I'm sorry, Mr. Doctor. I understand what you're saying and everything, but you do not have the last say in this matter. I talked to my God, and he told me it's going to be okay. See, when you're in partnership with God, then you realize, it's sort of like that tag team thing. You know, here come a point. You got to tag to God now and let him be in control. Because you're in partnership with him.
Amen.
He won't take care of you because he promised that. See, when you have in trust in God, it's like it's in your hand now, Lord. There ain't nothing I can do about it. That's what we're living every day. I don't know to go to the right or go to the left. If I don't get healed, I'm gonna have this leg for the rest. But when you put your trust in God, it simply means you done turned it all over. That's what really trusting with all your heart. That means you done turned it over to him. It ain't nothing else you can do.
Hallelujah.
And I like that part. I like what it means to really transfer that power. Because that's what you're doing. See, when you trust in God, you're transferring that power. You say, okay, you take control of the steering wheel now, Lord.
Yeah.
You got a leader. You got the wheel, Lord. You drive this bad boy now. That's and then you sit over in the driver's seat. I mean, in the passenger seat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is going to make some folks mad. You get over in the passenger seat and shut up. and do like Greyhound. You be driving to us. Don't you be going up there messing with the bus driver. Let him drive.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
You don't trust in God. I mean, you done turned it over to him. Mm-hmm. Let him handle the deal for you. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
See, when you got a mediator, you give that mediator the power to operate in your behalf. So when you done turned it over to God or you done put it in his hand, you done released that thing, what you're really doing now is you sitting back waiting with patience.
Mm-hmm.
You holding your peace.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
You're trying to hold on to what you got because you know. And that's another thing, too. You've been there before. You know what God can do. And if not, live on others' testimony. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got a call him by name. Lord, you did this for Evangelist Renee, and I'm trying to figure out why you won't do it for me.
Mm.
I mean, you're not prejudiced. I know you just don't like female more than you like male. I know ain't nothing special about her that no more than she got faith.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me. Yeah. See, you can ride on stuff. You can tell God. Lord, I remember when you heal the woman got up and testified you healed her.
Yeah.
When everybody else was against her, you healed the woman, Lord. Now I'm on the white king. I'm turning it over to you. Fight up. I'm putting it in your hand, Lord, you got to get me there.
Yeah.
You see why? Angry Renee just gets me fired up anyway. I just think about how God blessed that gets me fired up.
Yes, we saw it. Yes. Amen.
Yeah. See, if I didn't see it in the natural, I see it in the spirit every day. Every time I think about it, sister, that's what I see in the spirit, how God directed her.
Thank you, Lord.
That's a testimony of trusting God with all your heart. I don't care what family members say, what the doctors say. I don't. Matter of fact, you have to go against your own self. That's like that's that kind of phrase. When you know you're 99 years old and you ain't about to get nobody pregnant, because ain't nothing working. Ain't nothing working at 99. Trust me.
All right.
There's a few things working at 79, okay? I'm just telling you.
Say that now. Amen.
And you women may not know it, but I'm going to tell you, if you're 60 and things is working, hey, you need to be praising God every day.
That's right. Amen.
But Abraham and Sarah trust God, and he renewed everything. The deadness of her womb came alive. Abraham physically could not really, but because he believed God, he trust God. He was able to call those things to be not as though they were. That's how faith works. You can go on and call it. You know, you act like it's already done. You don't wait till it get done. You act like it's already done.
That's right.
She act like she was here. She wasn't even thinking about not being here. She was too busy enjoying her healing. It hadn't even taken place yet. She was enjoying her new skin.
That's right. Amen. Praise God. She let go and let God. Yeah. Amen. 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 Thank God. She listened to God and not that doctor. Ooh, praise God. And we stood right there with her. Amen. She is blessed. She's still blessed. Her son is still right there with her, making sure everything is right. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, I'm not exactly sure the pastor what happened, but I'm sure he'll be back on. Amen. So in the meantime, we thank God for the testimony, thanking God for the healing. I tell you, we can thank God for everything. But the scripture we close with, oh, hey, Pastor. Hi, Pastor.
They kicked me out, Pastor. They know that
I
thing
know
was getting good. Can't stop me.
That's all right.
When I just think about the goodness of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. I know you were giving us that scripture. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The scripture. That's no, don't be sorry, Pastor. You let God use you. Amen. Amen.
So, that's what I'm talking about. Okay.
Praise God. We had closed out with Matthew 8, 5 through 12. And I'll read it from the Message. Well, do we have enough time to read it from both translations, Pastor?
Go forward.
Okay, so from Matthew, from the King James Version first, then I'll read it from the Message Bible. Let's see here, 5 and 8, okay. 8, 5, sorry about that. And when Jesus entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall not be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Amen. And from the Message Bible, as Jesus entered the village of Capernaum, a Roman captain came up in a panic and said, my servant is sick. He can't walk. He is in terrible pain. Jesus said, I'll come and heal him. Oh, no, said the captain. I don't want to put you to all that trouble. Just give the order, and my servant will be fine. I'm a man who takes orders and give orders. I tell one soldier, go, and he goes. To another, come, and he comes. To my slave, do this, just say it. I've yet to come across this kind of simple trust in Israel. The very people who are supposed to know all about God and how he works. This man is a vanguard of many outsiders who will soon be coming from all directions, streaming in from the east, pouring in from the west, sitting down at God's kingdom banquet along Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, then those who grew up in the faith but had no faith will find themselves cold, outsiders to grace and wondering what happened. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you so much, Pastor. They kicked me off again, but it's all right. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise
I know you heard it. So tomorrow we'll pick up right there in that chapter. You all got an opportunity to go and study that, and we'll pick up there talking about, see, just that God kind of faith. This is the kind of faith God wants us to have. That's what he's looking for. That's what he found. So that's the kind of faith that God is, he found. The exact kind right there, same thing we're talking about with Evangelist Renee, just standing on the word, believing in the word, that you speak the word, it's going to happen. That's the kind of faith you're looking for. So let's pick that up on tomorrow. I know they ain't kicking me out, but it just let's pick that up tomorrow at that same